News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, listen, I got to tell you before I move back into that polling situation and then jump into the triple dipper. A lot of folks, like, they'll ask me, hey, Phil, I'm traveling. How do I pick up the show? Well, it's too easy, man. Just go to our website, rightsideradio.org. That's rightsideradio.org. And there's a place on there where it says listen live. No matter where you are in the big wide world, go in the world wide web to rightsideradio.org. Click on listen live. And like I always tell folks, no matter where you is, there we is. So yes, that is how we have folks that call in from like out of state, from all over the place. I mean, you hear Jeff from Indiana call in all the time. We got our friend Jerome in Rome. We got other people that I know are listening in like Virginia and Florida and Mississippi. And apparently California is our second biggest podcast audience. Hello, California. But all that to say, rightsideradio.org has got all this stuff on there. I also mentioned, by the way, in my monologue a minute ago, that one of my favorite books is a book called Gates of Fire. And I said something about it being on there. We have the Right Side recommended reading list on there. There's about, what do we have on there? We have 11 books currently listing sitting up there listed on the Right Side Radio recommended reading list. Check them out. Gates of Fire is one of those that's on there, among other things. All this stuff, man, all this stuff is on our website, and I encourage you to check it out, rightsideradio.org. All right, hey, back to that poll real quick. That was a great call from Lee. Thank you, Lee. That was good commentary. That was well-informed commentary, too, by the way. That's why I got the best audience in the world, man. I mean, like, some of y'all could host this show. I have no doubt. Anyway, one other piece of that polling with regards to the Secretary of State's race. It says right now that in the race for Secretary of State, that the top two candidates, I mean, I didn't see this one coming. State Auditor Jim Ziegler, it says, leads the pack at 20%, followed by State Representative Wes Allen, who was on the show last week, at 14%. Now, Wes Allen has been campaigning since last fall. Jim Ziegler got in, I believe, just before qualifying closed this year, but Jim Ziegler's also been around for a while because he's been the state auditor, and he's done a number of things in the state. So a very interesting dynamic there to see that Jim Ziegler is actually polling ahead of Wes Allen. But it says also that 60% of voters say they are undecided on Secretary of State. Woo! And I'll tell you what Wes Allen's got going for him, too. When they put the names in alphabetical order on the ballot, Allen comes before Ziegler, I can tell you that. So you can imagine he'll pick up a few more percentage points just on being an A versus a Z. But anyway, there's that. Secretary of State race, very close. Right at the margin of error almost, and also 60% undecided. Okay, listen, I'd put that on my Twitter feed, by the way. If you don't follow me on Twitter, you can. We got Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all of it. But I just posted all of these poll stats on my Twitter feed at Sin, that's S-E-N, at Sin Phil Williams. Yep, okay, all that. All right, the triple dipper. So, yeah, I we'll see how far I can get in this today because we got our first caller, Mike Durant, coming at top of the hour. But I'm calling this section Hitting the Baby Bottle. All right, so it's not hitting the bottle, it's hitting the baby bottle. Well, Dr. Mark Siegel wrote a piece that came out today. And, you know, I planned on doing this segment yesterday, ran out of time. So I brought it back today, and lo and behold, a couple of more stories popped in. I thought, well, that's worth adding. So Dr. Mark Siegel, who's a medical commentator on Fox News, he wrote a piece that came out today. The title of it is Baby Formula Shortage is a Public Health Crisis. So here's the deal. Dr. Siegel points out, he says, first of all, he thinks the formula shortage crisis didn't happen overnight. So people are surprised about it now, but it has been developing over time. He also points out he thinks it really kind of began at the beginning of the pandemic when families across the country were facing lockdowns and closures, so they began to kind of stock up more than they normally would because they couldn't go to the store as often. But then it was exacerbated this year in February. I know you probably heard the FDA did a product recall and closed a plant by a company called Abbott in Sturgis, Michigan. They gave them more than what they call 483 observations. In other words, the FDA inspectors went in and said, we observed this problem, we observed that problem. Here's your list of citations, fix them. Including the possibility, though unproven, if you will, of several cases of bacterial contamination that may have caused illness or death to two infants. Two. Never proven, by the way. And I'm so sorry for those families, but the truth of the matter is it's been months. And the FDA has dragged its feet on helping move the process forward. So the closure is now stretched on for months. Dr. Siegel points out that is far too long, especially with all the media attention being brought. 40%, he points out, of America's baby formula supplies are now out of stock. Here's a part that I didn't know. He says the government, you know, we have the WIC program, Women, Infant, and Children's Program. It supplies, you know, food and necessities to women and infants and children who meet a certain threshold or a lower threshold of income. And it supplies the majority of the formula in this country to the states, especially to help low-income, underserved communities, according to Dr. Siegel. He says nearly half of all the infants in that program have an Abbott product as their primary source of formula, which means that underprivileged who are served by the WIC program have normally been receiving their formula from the same places that are now being shut down by the FDA. Well, the shutdown is finally coming to an end, thank goodness. In the meantime, he also points out, we also have these extremely strict importation regulations and laws. Like, okay, if it's healthy for a baby in Canada, why can't we just have it here? Because FDA doesn't control Canada. But then again, babies aren't dying in Canada. So what's the big deal? Well, just different standards. He also points out that too often a lot of the, quote, observations made by the FDA, they just deal with things like labeling. They don't deal with the quality of the product. They deal with ridiculous red tape minutia. So FDA, fix yourself so that we can get this situation fixed. All right, next story that I pulled was also on Fox, by the way. It was new as of today. It says a Kentucky mom of 9-month-old twins. Now, I hadn't even thought about this. All right, so we have a brand new grandbaby. And, you know, the whole family's like doubling down, trying to find formula and, you know, and get it to them. They're out of state, and they're having trouble finding it where they are. But nonetheless, what happens if you have twins or triplets? I mean, that's a lot of formula. So Fox News has this story dated today. A mother of twins in Kentucky is raising her hand to help parents like her who are searching and suffering amid today's nationwide baby formula shortage. Says that this lady named Sierra Voss, who's also a medical lab technician from Union County, Kentucky, she had to drive to three different cities up to an hour away from her home trying to find formula, and when they only found two cans after that whole search. And they have twins. She said that doesn't last long, but she went on to talk about the fact that she's doing things on Facebook with other parents. They're advising each other on where they can find it. And she's got one family that's really struggling. And so she's got her mother-in-law who lives in Florida helping not only her, but also trying to find it for this other lady who has twins that is struggling to find formula. That's just people pulling together. And I love that. I love people pulling together. They shouldn't have to pull together nationwide like this on baby formula. Well, a couple things that are happening in this whole fight here. Just so you'll know, AP is reporting this. AP is reporting that as of 2 days ago, it says the U.S. is going to allow more baby formula imports to help fight the shortage. It says under fire from parents and politicians, President Joe Biden's administration announced steps on Monday to ease a nationwide shortage by reopening the largest domestic manufacturing plant and increasing imports from overseas. They just figured that out. The Food and Drug Administration said it was streamlining its review process to make it easier for foreign manufacturers to begin shipping more formula to the U.S. Okay. And it does say, though, neither step will have an immediate effect on tight supplies that have left many parents searching for formula online or in food banks. Well, it's something. I mean, to me, it's kind of like, you know, Biden canceling the oil and gas leases. We know they weren't going to drill and have oil in the pipeline by tomorrow, but nonetheless, what it does is it creates certainty in the market, and it causes people to relax and recognize that things are getting worked on. Okay, well, at the very least, we got something happening. Now, on that plant that shut down, all right, we're hitting the baby bottle here, number one of the triple dipper. On that plant that shut down up in Sturgis, Michigan, it says this. USA Today reports The FDA has reached a deal with Abbott to reopen baby formula factory, but how long till it's back on the shelves? Well, finally, so apparently Monday evening this week, this has been going on for quite a while. I mean, the plant's been shut down since February, and it's going to take a while to rekindle supplies. But it says on Monday evening, baby formula producer Abbott announced that it had reached a deal with the Food and Drug Administration, laying out a path to reopen a factory in Sturgis, Michigan that shut down amid earlier recalls this year. In a statement, the company confirmed it has entered into a consent decree with the FDA. A consent decree? What the frick? A consent decree in which the agency and company agree on the benchmarks required to resume production. Wow. All right. They go on to say their number one priority is getting this, you know, back on the shelves, but then here's the kicker. From the time that Abbott, okay, first of all, FDA went out there and said, we did a good thing. I mean, they basically said, we did a good thing. We issued a statement saying, we're announcing today, we're helping to safely increase the baby formula supply for families, said Attorney General Merrick Garland. Okay. But then the folks from Abbott, they quickly came back. Abbott, by the way, has been really disgruntled. I mean, this has been a huge deal for them. And Abbott came out and said, things aren't going to move that fast. It says from the Abbott's statement says, from the time that Abbott restarts the site, it's going to take 6 to 8 weeks before product is available and on the shelves. Okay. Month and a half to 2 months. FDA, thank you very much. Well, Copper, go ahead and move us to a break. We'll come back and wrap this one up when I get back. But it is interesting to watch how this is happening. But the point that I want to make in the next article I've got from The Federalist is that, y'all, this has been going on for quite some time. It's almost as if we plotted our own demise when it comes to baby formula. I'll tell you about that when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right. Hey, I had one of our listeners, Andy, just emailed regarding my monologue and wanted to point out Lonesome Dove and Broken Trail. Yes, those were two other great Robert Duvall. Robert Duvall is like the consummate cowboy. I mean, the man's just got that kind of salty, down-to-earth, just, you know, like... You want to meet that cowboy. That's who Robert Duvall is, and Kevin Costner too. I mean, he just plays that epic character so well. All right, so yeah, I agree. Andy, Lonesome Dove, Broken Trail, great movies. Actually, Lonesome Dove was the whole miniseries, and Tommy Lee Jones was good in that too. All right, hey, listen, I was telling you right before the break, we're on number one of the Triple Dipper, hitting the baby bottle is what I'm calling this. I've got one article here from the New York Post, dated Monday. It says, FDA head insists baby formula shortage is caused by distribution issues, not lack of supply. That's crap. Come on, man. That's the FDA trying to cover itself. So here's what he said. FDA Commissioner Robert Califf said on CNN, I don't want to sound in any way like we're not concerned about the parents that are struggling to find formula. That's definitely happening in parts of the country. But, you know, the number of stock on shelves is about 90% before the recall, and it dropped about 79%. We're on the way back up now. He said the formula's out there. And then he says, each manufacturer has its own distribution system, but there's no overall system that gets the right formula to the right place. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. FDA, you shut down one of the biggest plants. You shut down one of the biggest plants, left them shut down for months at a time. You don't allow imports from foreign countries. And you want to blame the distribution systems of the manufacturers? I got news. It was on the shelf before you shut down the plant. So anyway, that's just CYA crap right there. But the Federalist had an article. So the Federalist had an article dated May 12th. So we're looking at last week. And it points out, by the way, FDA just finally, you know, entered into the consent decree with Abbott Manufacturing this week, you know, and began loosening the strings a little bit on what's happening with imports from foreign countries. Okay. but this has been going on for a while. But you've got, where is it? TheFederalist.com, dated May 12th, says months after distressed moms have been vocally upset, months after distressed moms have been vocally upset and concerned about the baby formula shortage, the media is finally starting to ask, how could this happen? It says the short answer is lockdown supply chains and the shutdown of one of the country's largest formula plants in Michigan over an alleged bacterial outbreak. So the long answer, though, is that unlike the problem of skyrocketing lumber prices on your furniture stuck out there on cargo ships, this crisis is intertwined with an already highly regulated industry and a bureaucratic agency that has been the enemy of postpartum moms since well before the pandemic. Interesting cogent analysis. It says, as the Food and Drug Administration is quick to point out, they do not, quote, approve infant formula, but they do require manufacturers to meet certain requirements in order to be FDA registered. Nutrition and quality control requirements for formulas are implemented by statute, the Infant Formula Act of 1980. It's the FDA's job to enforce those requirements, including the verification of imported European formulas that don't meet their often debated standards. In other words, have we set the bar so high, unnecessarily, that we have hampered our own ability to feed our kids? Now, you know, granted, I know babies survived before the days of baby formula. I know that. So there's got to be something out there that says, here's the happy medium. Now, I also know, by the way, though, that we are one of the healthiest countries in the world, and rightfully so. I mean, you can't have our resources and not also have a level of health that exceeds those of other countries, especially the third world. But at some point you have to look at it and go, okay, if we are the ones creating our own problems, then we have to examine, is it necessary? And I'm not trying to say, let's just let it all happen. Drink the goat's milk fresh from the farm. Whatever. But what I am saying is this. If the babies are not dying in Europe, then maybe there's a more reasonable means by which you can import European baby formula. If Canada, our neighbor to the north, can ship it in by truck across our northern border, and it doesn't cause, you know, death and destruction among Canadian children, then maybe, just maybe, it would work for American kids. And then on top of that, if the FDA shut down a plant in Sturgis, Michigan, that has somehow accounted for massive, massive shortages nationwide, then maybe, just maybe, we ought to loosen up the strings a little bit so that there could be competition in the market so we're not relegating ourselves to just a very few. And, oh, by the way, on top of that, what are the 462 quote-unquote authorizations the FDA cited this company for? Was it for ridiculous stuff like not correctly labeling? Was it for things that truly were a health crisis? Or was it bureaucratic red tape that we could have done without so that we wouldn't be driving all over God's half acre trying to find formula for our children? There you go. All right, folks, I'm just telling you, things are going to get better. This is America. I do believe that. However, we got a little more to go before the shelves are fully stocked. So help your friends and family out, find some formula, and get it to them. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Coming up next, Mike Durant's calling in right after the news break. Y'all stay tuned. We got a good one. We'll be right back.